Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, welcome back to Eco Chic, the podcast all about practical science and sustainability. My name is Laura Diaz. I hope you're doing really great. I'm really happy to have you here joining us for episode 93, all about greenwashing. We haven't done a little bite-sized episode in a minute, so I thought this would be a really fun, helpful one to get you thinking about your choices this week. Of course, in terms of products and the brands you buy, but also just the environmental habits that you choose to implement in your life. I think that greenwashing is something that we all fall victim to at one point or another, no matter how environmentally savvy you think you are. It's really easy to be fooled. So I think this is an important conversation if you are new to the environmental movement. This is especially helpful to get you thinking more deeply about your choices and your planetary impact. If you enjoy this episode of Eco Chic, please leave a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts. You can also subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an episode. If you're interested in connecting, we are on Instagram at Eco Chic Podcast, and my personal page is also always linked in the show notes. And if you're interested in signing up for our newsletter, totallyecochic.com, there's a little pop-up and it says sign up for our newsletter. If you want to support the show, you can also do that at totallyecochic.com. That's where we have produce bags, silicone bags, fun stuff to get you started on your environmental journey. But I definitely recommend that you sign up for the newsletter once a week, updates on the podcast, climate news, fun stuff to read at your desk. So just good environmental, fun things coming to your inbox in the middle of the week. Now let's get into greenwashing. Eco-friendliness as a whole is becoming increasingly trendy. And of course, when anything is sought after, there will always be fakers that come to the marketplace, people who are giving you false claims about how trendy or on brand their item is. There are a lot of products hitting the shelves now that are labeled as eco-friendly, as sustainable, natural, green, and there's a bunch of other buzzwords. It's really unfortunate that most of these words have no true definition. There's generally no legal or even fact-checked backing to the words that are on these products that are making us believe they're better for the planet. So that's called greenwashing. Greenwashing is essentially just a process of conveying some sort of false information on how a company's product is more environmentally safe or sound. Please keep in mind that I'm not an expert in marketing, public relations, advertising, anything like that. I'm speaking about greenwashing just as a general topic. We're not going to get too into the nitty-gritty of how these products are being marketed, but it's just an important thing to be aware of that is going on in the marketplace. Greenwashing is essentially an unbacked claim that's deceiving customers in some way, just believing that that product is more environmentally friendly than it actually is. So, obviously, this is super unethical, but it's also illegal. The Federal Trade Commission, the FTC, has really strict guidelines called green guidelines that are now addressing these misleading claims. So you're probably thinking now, what have I been bamboozled into believing is more environmentally friendly than it actually is? When have I fallen victim to greenwashing? So I think it's important that we go through some examples. My favorite right now is actually athletic wear that's claiming to be made from water bottles. Maybe there's a pair of yoga pants that you're really interested in paying a little bit more money for because it's made from water bottles or the fabric is derived from water bottles. And this is a really nice sentiment, but these water bottles are not necessarily post-consumer water bottles. Do you see what I'm saying here? They're actually new water bottles that are being processed into making some sort of fabric or some sort of like plastic packaging that maybe was going to water bottles that is now being turned into some sort of athletic wear type fabric. And this is a really important one because I see a lot of claims like this. This is a really popular thing hitting the market now, water bottle fabric. And the reason that this is important, just looking for that word post-consumer, now that I've become aware of it, I've noticed more and more things that I am being targeted for advertisements are not making any indication that they're post-consumer water bottles, recycled water bottles. So that's a really easy one to start spotting. And that was the first one that came to my attention, essentially. I also recently saw a plastic grocery bag that was printed with the words, "Thanks for recycling," when those types of super thin plastic grocery bags are almost never recycled. They're really, really hard to process and they can't be really made into other usable material. Fast fashion brands like H&M and Zara are coming out with campaigns about how they will be using more sustainable fabrics. And we know that the fashion industry is the second most wasteful industry after oil. And fast fashion is especially a villain when it comes to climate concerns. So again, let's remember that there's no legal meaning behind labels like sustainable, eco-friendly, etc. So by these fast fashion brands claiming that they're now a little bit more sustainable, whatever that means, they can wash away some of that concern that consumers may have with continuing to shop there as people are becoming more aware of fast fashion. So it's really all a marketing tactic to get people more inclined to continue purchasing from these brands. Now, I want to switch gears a little bit and start talking about how we can better decipher this greenwashing that's going on right now in the marketplace. If you're unsure if a particular product or organization or a campaign is using greenwashing, you want to start looking for certifications. So USDA organic is a pretty good place to start with anything that has organic written on the package. Just because it's written on it doesn't mean it's certified or has any sort of standards that it's met. If you are buying a product that has organic written on it at a grocery store or some other major retailer, looking for that USDA certification should be a non-negotiable for you. There's no reason why they can write organic on the package without having that certification. So that's a really, really nice, easy place to start just fact-checking a little bit. Similarly, if you're buying an electronic item or something like a light bulb, you at the very least want an Energy Star certification. In the US, any new appliance is at least Energy Star certified, so that makes you feel a little bit better. But maybe if you're acquiring something that's not necessarily a big ticket item like an oven or a refrigerator, if you're looking for something just like a light bulb, if you're looking for something just like a toaster, start looking for those Energy Star certifications. Of course, all of these things can be taken one step further. So one of my personal favorite certifications to look for on products are a Rainforest Alliance certification. It's a little frog icon, and it just means that your product came from a farm that complies with some standards that are set up by the Sustainable Agriculture Network. So things like ecosystem conservation, wildlife protection, fair treatment, good working conditions. And speaking of good working conditions, another certification that's awesome to look out for is B Corp, Certified B Corporations, which measures transparency, accountability, and overall performance and just the ethics behind a particular organization. Now, one more minute, let's step back. It's also really important while we are talking about certifications to remind ourselves that it's sometimes very expensive to get these certifications. So for instance, if you are shopping for produce at a farmer's market, there are smaller independent farmers at this event, they're most likely not going to be certified organic, even though they use organic farming practices. You have to ask questions and you have to figure out the right questions to ask. There are a lot of labels and certifications and icons that I haven't mentioned. I really encourage you to do a simple Google search for whatever it may be and just be on your game when you're shopping. I talk a lot about using your critical thinking skills, and that's the ultimate goal here. I want you to ask questions while you're shopping. Do not fall victim to greenwashing. You can also take this critical thinking one step further in thinking about your environmental habits and if they may or may not actually be beneficial for your area and your situation. So for example, if you live in a desert, it's not always actually helpful to recycle glass because that's a really water-intensive process. An example that I like to give to people in my life is the bamboo toothbrush. It's a great sentiment to want to forego this extra piece of plastic in your bathroom, but the bamboo toothbrush actually isn't approved by the American Dental Association, and using the wrong bamboo toothbrush can really rip up your gums or cause a lot of other issues that you're not interested in having. So greenwashing, being aware, asking questions, it's important that you're a conscious consumer. I really want you to be more mindful and ask more questions and just think a little bit deeper about the products and the brands that you're inviting into your life. While it is great to strive to live a package-free, brandless life, it's also realistic for us to believe that we're still going to supermarkets, we're still going to Targets, we are still buying things online. And when you're doing these things, just make the best choices that you possibly can because it's really easy to fall victim. I know it probably still happens to me all the time, and I try to be a really, really mindful, conscious consumer. So with greenwashing, don't just buy a product because it looks trendy. Don't buy it because it's well branded and well packaged. Do your research, look things up online. Don't be scared to ask questions. That's the thing, and the thing is that. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, wherever you want to connect with us, we are there. Eco Chic Podcast. I hope you're having an awesome day, and I will talk to you really, really soon.